Psachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Seor. Seor is a type of dough that did not become full chametz, so it only rose a little bit. Yisaref, so this you should burn. Va'ochlo potter, but if you eat it on Pesach, you're potter. You're not allowed to eat it l'chatchila, but if you eat it, you're not chayv karis, because it didn't fully rise, it's not really 100% chametz. Siduk, what Chazal calls siduk, yisaref, this you do need to burn. Va'ochlo chayv karis, and if a person eats this, then you'd be chayv karis, because this is chametz gomer. Ezu seir, so what is seir? Kikarne chagovim, when it has cracks, when the dough has cracks in it, like the antennas of a grasshopper, meaning that the cracks aren't intertwined, they're just these little small cracks, that's called seir. Siduk, shinis arvu sedokov zeboze, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But if the cracks are intertwined, that there are more of them, that they intertwine within each other, that's called siduk, and that's a sign that it has already leavened, that it's now fully chametz. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The Chacham say this is not what Seir is, and this is not what Siduk is. According to what you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, both of these cases, one would be Chayiv Karis on both of them. Even the Karnei Chagovim, which you say is Seir, Karnei Chagovim, if it has even a little bit of cracks, any type of cracks shows that it's Chametz Gomor. Therefore, the Chacham say, the Ezu Seir, what is the Seir that you would not be Chayiv Karis? It's not Karnei Chagovim. Rather, Kol Shechsifu Fanov Ka'odim Sha'amdu Sa'aroisav. Anytime the dough is white, like a person that's afraid that his hair stands, those that have hair, stands, that's called seir. That's before it starts to crack, and there you would not be chayv karis. But any types of cracks, Chacham say, he would be chayv karis. And the Rav says, the halacha is like the Chacham.